The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony Tom Hanks, Robin Wright will be technologically de-aged in a new film.
Tony Kornheiser, you know what that could mean for us? 50 more years of PTI. The de-aging process.
You know,
love it.
It sounds good, right? And you want to look young, you want to feel young. But
yeah,
I don't want to live in a world where everything is streamed. I don't want to live in that world. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to stream everything.
You got to.
They're gonna
take away your satellite. They're gonna take away your cable. Two generations of selfish people raised by the likes of you and me. We're gonna have nothing but young looks. Huh?
It's so wonderful how pessimistic you are about everything. 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 Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. Welcome back an old friend of the show, Mr. Michael Wilbon. Hello, Pookie. And we begin with big coaching news in the NFL. Sean Payton will reportedly be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos, the team sending a first and a second to the New Orleans Saints for Payton and a third. And DeMeco Ryans will exit as defensive coordinator of the 49ers to take over the top job with the Texans. Wilbon, what is your reaction to these two hires?
They're splashy. They're splashy hires. You know, you get one day past a big championship, 2 days, 48 hours past big championship Sunday, and you get these splashy hires. Look, you know I have thought I'm going to take Denver first just because Russell Wilson's there. And everybody knows Russell Wilson.
Yep.
He's 34 years old.
Right.
There was a patch there where he looked like a certain Hall of Fame quarterback. Without a stupid call from an offensive coordinator, he's got two Super Bowl rings. And I did not believe he's washed up. I do not believe that. I got to live every Sunday with my son saying, Dad, your boy Russ, he's washed. No, I don't believe that. I believe he was the recipient of awful coaching, non-coaching. And now we're going to find out. Sean Payton, we know, can coach. Sean Payton could have gone a lot of places. Why would he go to Denver? Because Russell Wilson's there. He's got a veteran quarterback who must remind him in some ways of Drew Brees. DeMeco Ryans, he meteoric rise. Two seasons as a coordinator. I know that franchise has familiarity with him. He's familiar to them because they drafted him high in the second round. They liked him. He played several seasons there, was productive. And now he's a splashy guy who somehow got past the gatekeeper. And we know what the gatekeeper is in the NFL. Somebody looked at him and said, oh, even though he's black, and the Houston Texans have hired like four black coaches in a row, we're going to give him a shot. We're going to give him a shot. And so two splashy hires, Tone. I am intrigued, fascinated by both, and can't wait to see the beginning of the tenures of each.
All right, I'll go backwards. I'll go to DeMeco Ryans first. He played there. I assume he knows the ownership there. He got the most important thing possible in a contract. He got a long contract. I think it's a 6-year contract. They have had two black coaches in a row, Cully and Lovie Smith, who were gone in a year. DeMeco Ryans doesn't want any part of that. You get a big contract, it is a commitment from ownership. They know you. I think he's got a chance. And in that particular division, at the moment, as Tennessee fades and Indianapolis is totally lost
Jacksonville.
At this point, you worry about Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You worry about them, but you're only worrying about one team.
Well,
which brings me to Sean Payton. And my first reaction was, why would he go there? I understand what you say about Russell Wilson.
You know why?
I'm more in your son's camp than your camp. Russell Wilson was terrible this year, and sometimes people fall off the edge of the cliff. But he's the same size as Drew Brees. And Sean Payton knows what to do with smaller quarterbacks. But you're walking into a division, and this is my point about going to Denver. You're walking into a division where the Kansas City Chiefs have been to 5 straight AFC championship games. They are as close to a dynasty in the West, in the AFC as is possible. And with the Chargers, you've got an up-and-coming team and you've got a quarterback in Justin Herbert that may be a great quarterback. If I am Sean Payton, I would have waited. We've talked about this before. Wait for the Chargers. Maybe wait for the Cowboys. So I don't know why he jumped in here. And the other part of this, Mike, is they gave up so many draft picks for Russell Wilson. Now they're giving up draft picks for Sean Payton. What do they got?
Sean Payton's supposed to be scared. You scared? Get a dog.
I know.
I mean, you know, get two dogs. I mean, if you're going to compete? You're going to compete or not? You're going to say, oh, look at them. They're too good. Okay. I'm not going to take a job. I'm going to stay fine in the booth. No, you got a future Hall of Fame quarterback. You can get back on track. You got a team with money. That may be the richest franchise in football
now.
That's right. They can go out
and get people. But you got to get him back on track.
Okay, well, do it. So you're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. Everybody tells me how great Sean Payton is for the past 10 years. Then damn it, do it. Coach him. Coach him up.
Frank Reich, another quarterback whisperer, went through three in a row, got nothing out of it.
He ain't got a Super Bowl.
Now we move. Staying in football, we move to the San Francisco 49ers, Quagmire at quarterback. Brock Purdy soliciting second opinions on surgery for his torn UCL in his throwing elbow. He could be out 6 months or longer. Jimmy Garoppolo is an unrestricted free agent.
Out, period.
Trey Lance is under contract, but is recovering from a broken ankle and has only 4 starts in 2 seasons. Well, man, this is a terrific team.
Yeah.
What should the Niners do at quarterback?
Go get one of the Golden Boy gods for a year. You might get Aaron Rodgers for 2. Start looking into it seriously. I know everybody in New York has got him going to the Jets. You know, Greeny's toes are not even touching the ground. He's so happy about that reporting and those rumors. I get that, Tone. The Jets have a lot of stuff, assets, and they could be a really good team with a great quarterback. The Niners. Aaron Rodgers not from New York. From Northern California. And Tom Brady, go get one of them. You get one of them.
Right.
To me, you're the favorite in the NFC. You are. Because they don't, Tony, they got all the other stuff. If you're Aaron Rodgers with those weapons, are you kidding me? You go get one of those two and you tell the other two kids, take your time getting back. You're going to sit. We're going to have this guy for a year or two, and then we'll get back to you in a minute after a station break.
It's wonderful to have you back. You've totally surprised me on this. Usually, if I bring up Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you say, shut up with this already. Shut up. Leave me alone.
A year or 2.
So you're right.
Year or 2.
You're on the right path. Jimmy Garoppolo is gone.
Yeah, he's
I think he will probably end up in Vegas with his former coordinator, Josh McDaniels. If I'm Shanahan and Lynch, I'm good with Trey Lance. I'm good waiting to see what he can do. I traded a lot of picks for him. I don't know that he's bad yet, and I don't know that he's good. And if Purdy could get back by opening day, I'm thrilled. Purdy was great this year. Absolutely great. He didn't lose any games in the games he started and finished.
But you don't know.
He was great.
You don't know when he's coming back. You don't
but
know.
But in this, in this vacuum of uncertainty, what rushes in? Wild speculation rushes in, like Tom Brady, to go play 1 year with the team that was the team of his youth in Northern California. He had no running backs at all in Tampa. He's got McCaffrey. He's got Samuel. He's got McCaffrey and Samuel to throw to along with Ayuk and Kittle. And Kittle will remind him of Gronkowski. He's got a defense like he had in New England.
He's got everything.
A staunch, great defense.
He's got it all.
So you do it. It looks great on paper. The only thing you worry about is, hello, he's 46. Now, Steve Young told us he can still rip it.
What about Rodgers?
He can I think you do Brady because Brady presents a master class for Purdy and Lance for the future, and he's out in a year or two.
You got to trade for Rodgers. I'm going to get Rodgers. He got more left in the tank.
This story is great. Last week we had golf beef with Rory and Reed. Last night we had basketball beef with Luka Doncic and Detroit assistant coach Jerome Allen. Allen was trash-talking from the opening tip, and Luka gave it right back to him, and this was visible all game. You'd have to think Luka won the battle as he had 53 points and his team won. Wilbon, are you all right with an assistant coach, being engaged this way with a star like Luka Doncic?
My immediate answer, knowing about this a little bit last night, was it depends on who your assistant is. I mean, as you know, Tony, you and I spent a whole century together around basketball and basketball practices and coaches, and we know what certain assistants have and had, and it's okay. Because they probably go to the head coach, and the head coach could have gone to him and said, you know what, let's get under his skin tonight. Would your mentor, Larry Brown, have done something like that? I'm just wondering. Let's get under his skin. He's going to score 50 anyway. Let's try something else. That's right. You got 12.
Yeah.
So if one guy gets thrown out, what the hell? And I'm thinking there's some assistant coaches where I sort of like this, but nothing is throwing Luka off. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, Luka Doncic may be the greatest offensive weapon in the game. Even more than Joker, Kevin Durant, LeBron at 180 years old is better than anybody else ever past the age of like 33. But still, Doncic, right. Man, you can't stop him. Maybe this was a ploy. How do we know? It'll come out.
All right.
It'll drip out. Maybe it was a ploy.
So, am I okay with trash talking? Sure.
I know you.
Am I okay with assistant coaches trash talking? Sure. Yes. You know why? Because I watched the Knicks trainer, Danny Whalen, do trash talking 100 years ago. But I'm not okay with stupidity. All right? When Luka Doncic goes 7-for-8 in the first quarter and has 24 points
Leave
in the
alone.
First quarter.
Quiet down.
Let it go. What did Raftery say about Jerome? Send it in, Jerome.
Send it in.
Well, Dwayne Casey should have said, zip it up, Jerome, because this is not working. The amazing thing about Doncic, and I love this statistic, he now has 5 games over 50 before he's 24 years old. You know who's on that line?
Yeah, one
Wilt
guy.
And LeBron. Wilt,
wow,
no, two.
LeBron
Wilt
is.
And LeBron.
LeBron, good. Okay.
And Rick Barry had 7. So that is rare air. Doncic will be 24 on February 28th. So he's got a month to catch Rick Barry. You know what I would tell him to do?
Bring
Jerome Allen to every single game. Bring him. Let him yap.
Danny Whalen?
That's what I would do.
Danny Whalen got
Whalen
away with
trainer.
That? Was he instructed to do
Always.
It by Red Holzman? Did the great Red Holzman
Red
say?
Yes. Red said it. Danny, you're going to be my mouthpiece because I can't get thrown out and you can. Let's take a break.
I love that.
Still to come with Patrick
that.
Mahomes or Jalen Hurts benefit more from a Super Bowl win.
The top 10 teams, Kansas State and Kansas meet again tonight. Which should we be more bullish on? You kiddies, you see what you learn here? You learn about basketball back
segment.
When two guys could go to practice and talk to the coaches for a half an hour. And you didn't have to do a walk and talk with a microphone like they make Lisa Salters do now, which is like Lisa's doing all the work. We didn't have to do that.
You
sat
are eager
and talked
to
a...
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, and begins his long commute home up one flight of stairs. What's first?
Toss Up. Which quarterback would benefit more from a Super Bowl win? Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
All right, in the near term, the answer is Jalen Hurts, because he was under tremendous scrutiny this year to prove himself, and indeed he did. If he wins a Super Bowl, he joins a class of quarterbacks that nobody thought he would be in at the beginning of the year. But is he going to get a handful at Philadelphia? Probably not. So for historic purposes, Mike, the benefit is for Patrick Mahomes. It would give him his second Super Bowl at the age of 27. So that, if you got two, you would Staubach, you would Peyton Manning, you would your boy John Elway, you would Greasy, you would Bart Starr.
Plunkett.
The Elysian Fields for quarterbacks is 3. Troy Aikman has 3, and then you go to 4 with Montana and Bradshaw, and then Brady's way ahead. I mean, so you can't get to 3 if you don't get to 2. Ask Aaron Rodgers. The answer is Patrick
you
Mahomes.
You can't get to 2 unless you get to 1. And how about 1? Because
right.
Dan Marino don't have 1. Fran Tarkenton have one. The great Jim Kelly don't have one. There's a lot of guys out there, and even a guy like Aaron Rodgers has one. Getting to one's a much bigger deal. I don't care about multiples. Patrick Mahomes, if he's as great as everybody is saying he is on every time you turn on a television set in the last 48 hours, 72 hours, he'll get his three or four because everybody's proclaimed him the greatest thing they've ever seen. So Jalen Hurts, if he gets one, that puts you ahead of Dan Marino. You like that company?
That's right.
That's hellacious company.
That's great.
It is.
No,
one.
That's right.
Hurts.
Puts you with Joe Flacco, for example.
That's okay.
What's next?
Toss up. They play tonight. Who are you more bullish on? Number 7, Kansas State, or number 8, Kansas?
Okay. So I'm going to say this about Kansas. They beat Kentucky. I did not think they were going to beat Kentucky. Didn't. So I am probably more bullish on Kansas now than Kansas State. First of all, they're at home, although that didn't matter against TCU. But if I have this record right, they're 52-18 at home in Allen Fieldhouse against Kansas State. It's an in-state rivalry. They just lost a couple of weeks ago in Kansas State, so that is fresh on their minds. They had an opportunity. You know, they've lost 3 straight conference games. Kansas had an opportunity to beat a big-name school. They did that with Kentucky. Now they have an opportunity to beat a conference school that's actually ranked ahead of them in Kansas State, and I think they will do it.
Note to the ESPN marketing people, there's no NBA rivalry week. There's Lakers, Celtics, and everybody else take a step back. This is a rivalry. Kansas, Kansas State.
That's right.
Even though it's wildly lopsided, wildly, I'm going with Kansas State because it's easy for me to root for a team that's called the Wildcats that wears purple. That's not
wears
hard.
Purple.
And I want to see Keontae Johnson, who can dazzle you, okay? And Tony, they've won 12 out of 14. And they used to lose for so long. They went like a period of 12 or 13 years where they could not win a game against Kansas. They would just go 0 for better than a decade. So this is, even though they've been beat down, they were like a homecoming opponent, the rise, at least in this context, of Kansas State is interesting in its relationship with Kansas. That's a rivalry.
Right.
That's worth watching.
Yep. Keontae, I'd like some fava beans and a nice Keontae. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, a memorable finish to the grand finale. How do you like the way I pronounce that in Venezuela?
And should Tyler Huntley be headed to the Pro Bowl, whatever's left of that junk?
No.
You know what? Not even the Mannings.
No, you got to get...
The Mannings are so great.
To give
they
this a
can't
chance.
Make me watch that junk. It's junk.
Well, then you're just being obstinate. You have to give it a chance.
No,
you're
I
trying
don't.
Something new.
You I just want to hear Peyton and Eli. Maybe they can come sub for us. I just want to hear
they're
them.
They're going to be on that game.
I don't want to see the game.
Well, tell you what. Why don't you call in and see if they'll talk to you?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 55th birthday, Doug Peterson. What an odd feeling Peterson must have seeing the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Peterson coached the Eagles from 2016 through 2020, and he won the Super Bowl in 2017 season with his second-string quarterback, Nick Foles. Peterson's record in Philadelphia was 42-37-1. That's not the kind of numbers that usually prompt being fired. But Peterson and Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie reportedly disagreed on Jalen Hurts, so Lurie showed him the door. Peterson resurfaced this year in Jacksonville with a young stud quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. After starting off 2-6, Jacksonville closed 7-2, won the division, and even won a playoff game. That's going to get Peterson votes for Coach of the Year.
It will, Tom, and he earned it. I just wonder, is he actually going to win? You know, he won in Philly. Is he going to win with Trevor? It looks like they've got the makings of that, but that's a long way to go, man. They still got quite a path to travel.
A not-so-happy anniversary, Leon Lett. On this day 30 years ago, with Dallas already pummeling Buffalo in the Super Bowl, the Cowboys' defensive tackle picked up a fumble at the Dallas 35, was all alone as he raced down the sideline for a potential touchdown. As Lett got to the 10-yard line, he slowed down and watched himself on the stadium replay screen, prepping for an end zone dance. Lett slowing down to gaze at himself allowed Buffalo wide receiver Don Beebe, in a full sprint, to reach out and slap the ball away just before Lett crossed the goal line, leaving Lett with this legacy and the Thanksgiving Day field goal snafu in the snow against Miami.
Tony, it was bad, but it wasn't nearly as dumb as hitting Mahomes already not just out of bounds, but past the out of bounds white line. It's just not. It's just, you know, and then you feel sorry later for these guys. You don't want to be too critical. But in real time, as I tell my kid, I'm going to rip you. I'll hug you later. You do something that dumb, I'm going to rip you now.
Yeah. Spoken like a true guy who wanted Cincinnati to win just like me.
Yeah.
Happy trails to the grand finale in Venezuela. Harold Castro hit a solo homer, a walk-off in the bottom of the 11th inning. And the Leones del Caracas, hope I did that right, won 7-6 to take the final series and win the Venezuela Professional Baseball League Championship, giving them the right to represent Venezuela in the upcoming Caribbean Series. Did you pay attention to Castro as he tossed his bat, as he rounded the bases, as he stopped in the base path to beat his own chest? He broke every unwritten rule of baseball and joyfully broke each one of them 10 times. If he played in the majors, pitchers would hit him every time he came up to bat until June, Wilbon.
Tony, I love that baseball, and we know soccer and hockey and basketball have these great international players and great international teams. And I wonder if the teams here are sort of scared of them. Like, I want to see some more direct play. How good are the players in Venezuela and the teams and the leagues? I've seen and covered games with Cuban baseball, and I know how great they were at a period in the 80s and the 90s and the aughts. They were seemingly as great as major league teams, perhaps. I just wonder. We don't know enough.
What about the World Baseball Classic? Do you not think that is a legitimate international circumstance?
I don't know that enough people participate in it that I get to see fully what I want to see. I like it, but I want to see more competition.
If you were Rob Manfred, would you tell Major League Baseball, let's take some time out like they used to do in hockey Olympics, and let's play in this?
Yes.
Right?
And the NBA avoids it.
All right.
Because the NBA's got the last 19 MVPs are international players, and they don't want to play them. Instead, they play stupid shirts and skins in the All-Star game. Who cares? Play the U.S. versus the internationals. They don't want to do that. They might lose.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Before Wilbon goes nuts. The Wizards beat the Spurs in San Antonio last night for the first time since 1999. Is that something to be proud of?
It's something to be embarrassed about. Haven't been in 24 years? Come on. Tyler Huntley of the Ravens was named to the Pro Bowl as a replacement for Josh Allen. Anything makes sense with that junk format?
Well, that doesn't. I mean, he was a backup on Baltimore. I mean, really, come on. To stretch. Dexter Fowler, your boy.
Yeah.
Retired from baseball after 14 seasons. How are you going to remember his career?
You kidding me? Center fielder, starter, 2016 world champion Chicago Cubs, home run, first at bat leading off the game in game 7 in Cleveland. I was there. Phil Mickelson says he is down to his college playing weight. You expect better from him? Anything much from him?
Well, he's 52. I mean, I love watching him. I don't think he cares about winning all that much anymore. Last one, LeBron will play tonight. Didn't play last night against the Knicks. Are you excited?
LeBron's worth watching every night now. He's going to be particularly revved up for playing in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, because he didn't even play last night. Energy, Holmes, watching.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Happy birthday, Adam Rosemarin.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter. Get rid of the All-Star game.
Wait a minute. Did you take a cruise? Is that why we haven't seen you? We're on a cruise?